Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today with Jeff Hollis. He's with the John Brown Senior Memorial Scholarship Band. Jeff, welcome. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, let's talk a little bit about John Brown Sr. We've done that a time or two here on KEDM and honored on the Northeast Louisiana Music Trail. He's in the Northeast Louisiana Music Awards, have honored John and his legacy. Tell folks a little bit before we get into your band. A little bit about John Brown Sr. Who was he?
John Brown Sr. was from Gilbert, Louisiana. He was a very accomplished musician in Nashville and toured with four Grammy-winning artists, Jody Miller, Donna Fargo, Dolly Parton, and the latest was Loretta Lynn. So he came back to Gilbert to take care of his elderly mom, and that's where I met him. We played together in a local band called LC Smooth for a couple of years. John was a great mentor, great friend, very well-read, very intelligent person. He mentored a lot of musicians from this area that went to Nashville to try to make it. He was always trying to help them out. He was a great, great guy. Tragically, he passed away from a car accident or a vehicle accident in 2023.
John was always a good dude to me. I was a sound guy, and so I worked at the Civic Center for many years doing rock and roll sound and lighting. And anytime John was there, he was always teaching. And I learned a lot about miking drums and technique from one of the best, John Brown.
I learned a lot about timing from him. He was excellent musician.
So you guys all played together, and a number of the people that used to play with John are still playing together, come together a few times a year, and you guys put on some different events. One of those is the scholarship. The band gets together and plays and raises money, right?
Right. This year we're going to have about 14 or 15, and the band going to be featuring five members of the Rustown Horns. Big band. Even though John made his living with country music, his true love was for what they call yacht rock now. It's Chicago, Toto, Boz Scaggs, Steely Dan, Little River Band, people like that. That's the kind of music we're going to be playing at this event.
So you're coming together October 25th,
yes.
Saturday night at the Dixie Center for the Arts in Ruston at the Dixie Theater there.
Correct.
7 p.m. The doors will open at 5. The show's at 7.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a big night of, you've got the who's who of Northeast Louisiana musicians, right?
We do. Every year it changes a little bit. This is our third year because of different scheduling conflicts and things like that. This is my third year to participate, and I'm very honored to be a participant playing with the best musicians in this area.
This event is going to raise money. You'll have an auction that night, and you've got some neat items. And you're raising money for our area youth, giving back in the memory of John.
Correct. We take all the proceeds. We're doing this on a volunteer basis, but of course we have to pay for all the production costs and the rental of the venue, et cetera. So all the proceeds go toward a scholarship in the music field to a high school senior this year. And we also have committed to donating some money to some area middle school and high school band programs. So
it's good that you guys are giving back to the young folks, and this is something that is really cool too, because I don't think it's not too often you get to see a big 14 or 15 piece horn band. You don't see that unless you go see Earth, Wind and Fire or something. You don't see a big band like this.
And in past years we've done some Earth, Wind and Fire. I mean, it's a good show. A lot of preparation goes into it. There've been three rehearsals simultaneously. Horn sections rehearsing in Ruston, the vocalists, which there's several of around the Winsboro area, and the band has been rehearsing in Monroe. We came together for the first time Monday night it's going to be really good again this year.
I ran into a bunch of you guys at the Northeast Louisiana Music Awards. You opened the show with John Brown Jr. doing Living in America, little James Brown.
That's right.
And I'm sure we're going to see John Brown Jr. And the gang there, right?
Yep, John Brown Jr., his son, is a great musician in his own right. He's a great vocalist. We have other vocalists that's going to be featured at this show. This is something we wanted to do to honor John's senior's legacy and his career, and like you said, give back to younger musicians and help them out along the way.
You know, you're at a cool show when all of the local musicians want to go to that show. And it's not very often that the local musicians, because if you play music all the time, you don't want to go out. You play music all the time. But when the musicians come to your show, then you know you got something special. And the local musicians are stepping up and supporting this one, which tells me to tell the folks this is going to be a good one.
Oh, absolutely. This is not your average, hate to say, bar band, but we are very well rehearsed. It's going to be a good show. And you're right, a lot of the folks in the audience will be musicians. That happens every year.
All right, tell me, you've been working with the band. What are some of the tunes we're going to be hearing?
Oh, you put me on the spot there.
What you been working on?
Steely Dan, Peg, Deacon Blues. It's about a 7.5-minute song. Going to do some Boz Scaggs. Going to do Toto, Georgie Porgy. I can't think right now.
That's okay.
I should have brought a list.
I just was curious what you've been working on.
Matter of fact, I have the list right here. Lowdown by Boz Scaggs. What You Won't Do for Love. That was Bobby Caldwell. At This Moment by Billy Vera and the Beaters.
A great tune.
Yes. Happy Anniversary by Little River Band. That gives me a workout. How Long by Ace. Pick Up the Pieces by Average White Band. And Taking It to the Streets by Doobie Brothers.
I'm glad to see the horn section will get a workout on Pick Up the Pieces.
Exactly. That's why we did it. We like to have them shine.
That's going to be really cool. We're speaking with Jeff Hollis. He's the bass player in this incarnation of the John L. Brown Sr. Memorial Scholarship Band. And for folks to get tickets to this, what do they do?
Go to eventbrite.com. Tickets will not be sold at the door, but if you got $20, we're going to let you in. $20, it's for a good cause. We're going to have some great auction items. We need some more sponsors. We'd like to have some more sponsors for this event and some more donated items for the silent auction. So let us know.
And the proceeds are helping the kids.
Absolutely.
It's Jeff Hollis with the John Brown Memorial Scholarship Band. Again, they're helping high school seniors with scholarships and local middle schools and high school band programs. October 25th, the Dixie Center for the Arts in Ruston. Doors open at 5, shows at 7 p.m., and it's going to be fun. Big Horn Band. Find out more about this at KEDM.org.